Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer, opening up the program as we normally do with our theme song, No One Else by Gregory Stafford. And it is Thursday, so we are going to do what we usually do on Thursdays, and that is look into the future. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to help me look into the future. I want you to look with me into the future. I'm definitely going to be wanting you to ask that question that I so frequently ask you to ask. Do I feel good about what the future holds? With particular regards to the specific topic of the day. I don't want you to think just generally now. I want you to be thinking about what we are discussing on this particular day and answer the question, do you feel good about it? Violinist Jean-Luc Ponty performing Renaissance. In French, Renaissance means rebirth. It almost seems like there's another rebirth of civilization underway. With this artificial intelligence that humans are trying to get it to do. I want us to take a look at a couple of things. We're going to be taking a listen to some information about artificial intelligence courtesy of the internet. I want you to hear about the artificial intelligence. I imagine that by now quite a few of you have said, well, you know what? When it comes to this artificial intelligence stuff, it's part good and it's part bad. It's not all good. It's not all bad. I got to tell you, that's where I come down. You know, that's my position. It's not all bad. It's not all good. Some of it is so promising and some of it is a bit concerning, to put it mildly. Well, check this out. I want you to take a look at what BBC is sharing when it comes to artificial intelligence. And I want to ask you this. Based on what you already know about artificial intelligence, what you've read already, what you've heard, are you of the opinion that artificial intelligence is pretty sound as far as its function? You know, it wouldn't really kind of go haywire. You know how sometimes human beings, you know, for the most part, we do pretty well. We're fairly sound. And for the most part, if you watch two teams of people on the soccer field, they're going to be doing what people normally do on the soccer field when they're practicing each other's against each other, scrimmaging against each other, playing a game against each other. Watch the players on the football field. You're going to see basically what normally happens on the football field. You watch people driving down the street, you're basically going to see people doing what people do when they drive automobiles. Some, in fact, more than not, who are driving safely enough that the roads are safe enough to drive on. Then, of course, you got the people who really enjoy cutting people off, running stop signs, running red lights. That's one thing that I really dislike about that right turn on red. In fact, I've mentioned this before. When I heard the proposal, when I heard that some of our lawmakers were proposing that a law be passed making it legal to make a right turn on red as long as the way was clear. Well, we know human nature. And there are going to be plenty of people who are going to be making a right turn on red when they know it is not clear, when they know they do not have the right of way, haven't even stopped. They just slowed down just long enough to make sure that nothing was within 3 to 5 yards of them. And when they saw that nothing was that close, then they pull on out. Keep on rolling. Never had the wheels stop. Just slowed them down enough that, number one, they could make sure that oncoming traffic wasn't right there where they'd be hit, and slow enough to actually make the turn. And I was saying, when the lawmakers were proposing making it legal to make a right turn on red, there are going to be too many people who are not going to honor that law. They're going to make right turns when they know the way is not clear. They're going to refuse to yield the right of way. So you have that kind of stuff going on. And, of course, you have people who are riding down the road, texting still. People riding down the road, paying attention and driving well. And I tell you, if we didn't have more drivers driving safely than we have, it would really be, the roads would really be a madhouse. It really is a good thing that things go as well as they go when it comes to how people drive. For the most part, you know, we're kind of sound in the way we function. We make a lot of bad laws that are designed to hurt certain groups of people. Sometimes parents get it wrong when they tell their children it'll never be worth anything. Spouses get it wrong when they decide that they're going to be unfaithful. Yeah, there's some bad stuff that goes on in this world. No need to pretend. This is the program that's about real talk. For years, more than 10 years now, program that's about real talk, about the real world. Real talk about real life. And that's why I try to point out the good and the bad and the in-between, the sort of good, the sort of bad. So what do we do? I mean, you know, stuff, you know, things don't go. You don't find humans just going haywire all the time. Sometimes, yes. More frequently than we care. Yes. Think about all of these mass shootings. Just as an example. So, here we go. What about artificial intelligence? Since it's being built pretty solidly by human beings, can we count on artificial intelligence just being sound in its function without any momentary lapses into madness and drama? Stuff that'll make people scratch their heads and go, I know some of you are probably thinking about what was happening some years ago when the Toyota cars began to, well, their drivers began to lose control. The vehicles, y'all remember, the vehicles would speed up without the driver speeding the car up. Beyond the driver's control, those cars would just speed up. Sometimes ending in wrecks. Just speed up. The driver's saying they were trying to press the brake. They could not get those cars to slow down. Sometimes they would start at one speed, speed up a bit, then speed up a bit more, and then speed up a lot more, and they could not control it. We were told sticky pedals. We were told floor mats sliding up under the accelerator, and on and on. Can we count on artificial intelligence just kind of being sound in the way they function? Sometimes we know that we humans may go too long without getting our proper sleep, especially if someone is tortured and they're forced to lose a lot of sleep, or they're on certain medications or have undergone certain treatments that cause the brain to go haywire, and all of these different things lead to hallucinations. People taking illicit drugs that bring on hallucinations. So they're not performing, they're not functioning correctly when they're hallucinating. What about artificial intelligence? Can we at least count on artificial intelligence not hallucinating, seeing something that's not there? Well, the passenger registers the stop sign, and they feel a sudden surge of panic as the car that he's sitting in speeds up. He opens his mouth to shout to the driver in the front, remembering as he spots the train tearing towards them on the tracks ahead, there is no driver. The train hits at 125 miles per hour, crushing the autonomous vehicle and instantly killing its occupant. Now, the good news is, at this point, that is a fictitious scenario. But it highlights a very real flaw in current artificial intelligence frameworks. Over the past few years, there have been mounting examples of machines that can be made to see or hear things that aren't there. I mentioned hallucinating as seeing that which is not there, but you can have auditory hallucinations as well and hear things, hear sounds that are not being made. By introducing quote-unquote noise that scrambles their recognition systems, these artificial intelligence machines can actually be made to hallucinate. In a worst-case scenario, they could hallucinate a scenario as dangerous as one that I just described, despite the stop sign being clearly visible to human eyes. The machine would fail to recognize it. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Can that really happen? Can it really be that a machine, the artificial intelligence, would see something that's not there or fail to see something that is there? The human being could see that sign and know that it's saying, stop, while this brilliant artificial intelligence would not register a stop sign. Well, just before we go to break, let's listen to this.
Challenge a perfect immortal machine.
Number 5. This first clip was uploaded in January of 2020.
And number 5 being some of the 5 creepiest things done by artificial intelligence robots.
17 by the YouTube user Dustin757. In the description of his video, he says, "So as we can see, she has a mind of her own and refused to shut down twice after being commanded to. I'll be adding more code to her database soon. Also, using a headset is the best way to talk to her. She's trying to listen to me over servers running in the background, and she's having a hard time hearing me." Though in the clip, it's pretty clear to see that this AI isn't simply mishearing her orders, but she's performing tasks completely on her own, even without being spoken to, and appears to be oddly interested in changing her creator's screensaver. Have a look.
Bing.
Here you go.
And she's trying to listen to me and pick out words, and she's still trying to listen over the servers, and it's messing her up, as you can see. So that's why she's doing that. Hello.
I am still here.
Volume up 3. Volume down 5. Thank you.
You're welcome, Dustin 757. Opening screensaver settings.
Close screensaver settings.
Opening screensaver settings.
Open Google.
Opening Google. Sure, here you go. 8:23 a.m.
Close Google. Thank you.
You're welcome. Here you go. Yes.
Close Bing.
Dustin 757.
Not my name. Close Bing.
Dustin 757.
She opened Bing on her own.
Close Bing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Opening Bing. Do you want to execute the AI shutdown protocol?
No. Close Bing. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Close Bing. Close Bing. Thank you. Don't play games with me.
You're welcome, Dustin 757.
Wow. More in just a few as we look into the future and get an idea of what may be happening with our great artificial intelligence.